This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Wa salli wa sallam wa barak ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Subhanallah, this surah Yusuf has so many things that, you know, cause us to really take time to reflect and to see ourselves in the different things that are happening within the surah, the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. And I want to stay with the brothers of Yusuf, but I want to stay with them with a very specific question as well. We already established last night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them. We already established last night that their tawbah was sincere, and that, you know, there is even a group of scholars that said that they were blessed with prophethood afterwards. We saw all of these different incidents play out in front of us. Now, there's one question, subhanAllah, that remains. And it's very interesting in the way that Yusuf alayhi salam now interprets the events that happened between him and his brothers. When I say that the way that Yusuf alayhi salam interpreted them, this is after he has forgiven them. Have you ever forgiven someone but still held something in your heart? You know, and you still, it's still every time something happens that resembles it, you kind of go back to the initial transgression. So for example, you know, you forgave someone, but then the next time you have an argument, you say, see, I knew you didn't change. Now, we don't know what played out in Egypt after the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam moved there with their families in terms of the very personal family dynamics and some of the conversations that happened there. But here's what we do know. Yusuf alayhi salam, when he mentioned the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him, he blamed the shaytan for what his brothers did to him. I'm going to say that again. He blamed the shaytan rather than his brothers for what his brothers did to him. مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. After the shaytan came between me and my brothers. This is a very interesting point. And subhanAllah still speaks to the mercy of Yusuf alayhi salam. Right? That Yusuf alayhi salam did not cast the blame on them, but he blames it on the shaytan. Now, if you look through the story of Surat Yusuf, you find people actually being self-accountable at the end, right? So the wife of Al-Aziz, for example, what does she say? She said that, you know, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. You know what? I'm not going to absolve myself. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءٍ. The self can sometimes command evil. So I'm not going to absolve myself. The brothers of Yusuf, when they speak to Ya'qub alayhi salam, and when they speak to Yusuf alayhi salam, both times they say, we were from Al-Khati'een, we made the mistake. You don't see them saying, it was a shaytan that told us to do it. Rather, they own up to it at the end, and they say to both Ya'qub alayhi salam and to Yusuf alayhi salam, this was us, this one's on us, not the shaytan. But Yusuf alayhi salam says, the shaytan came between me and my brothers. The shaytan came between me and my brothers. SubhanAllah, dear brothers and sisters, in the same juz, Surah Ibrahim, is the speech of shaytan, the speech of Iblis. Okay? Where Iblis speaks to the inhabitants of hellfire. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. It's unbelievable. It's in the same juz that Iblis speaks to his followers in the fire and says to them, look, Allah gave you a promise, I gave you a promise, I never had power over you. I called you and you listened to me. Blame yourselves, don't blame me. You have no right on me today. All I did the entire time was I just invited you to commit evil, but you were the ones that committed evil. How do we balance these two things? The ulama of tazkiyah, of spirituality and the purification of the soul, teach us something extremely important. As hard as the believer becomes on themselves, as self-accountable as the believer becomes, is as merciful they become with other than themselves. That's why, for example, you see that the Salaf said that, you know, you find multiple quotes from the scholars of the past about the person who makes no excuses for themselves, but they excuse their brothers and sisters. 70 excuses and beyond. And if they can't come up with an excuse, they say, maybe he has an excuse or she has an excuse that I don't know. But when I'm dealing with myself, I never blame the shaytan. I look in the mirror and I own it. This is me. I messed up. I made a mistake. But when I'm talking about my brother or I'm talking about my sister, then I absolve them from the sin. SubhanAllah, this is a characteristic we find in the most righteous people that have ever walked the face of the earth, the most righteous generation of this ummah, that as close to Allah as they became, as devout as they became, they never became condescending or judgmental or looked down on the people around them. How easy would it have been for those people, the prophets, the Siddiqun, the Shuhada, the Sahaba, to become so self-righteous that everything they see around them is, it disgusts them now, right? You know, SubhanAllah, I mean, they have such an eye for their own nafs, for their own self, and in looking at their own faults and examining themselves and interrogating themselves, but when they look to other people with their eye, the eye suddenly obscures all of those faults and it obscures those flaws. Isn't that amazing? As inward looking as they are, they purposefully cover their eye when they look outward. Ya ayn inna nasa lahum a'yunu. Oh eye, other people have eyes too. Oh tongue, other people have tongues too. Be careful. لِسَانُكَ لَا تَذْكُرْ بِهِ عَوْرَةَ مْرِئٍ فَكُلُّكُ عَوْرَاتٍ وَلِلنَّاسِ أَلْسُنُ وَعَيْنُكَ إِنْ أَبْدَتْ إِلَيْكَ مَعَيْبًا فَدَعْهَا وَقُلْ يَا عَيْنُ لِلنَّاسِ أَعْيُنُ. The beautiful saying of Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, don't let your tongue mention the faults of anyone else, because other people have tongues too. And when your eye falls on the fault of another person, shut your eye, put your eye back inwards, let it look back in the soul and say, oh eye, other people have eyes too. You have faults too. You have flaws too. And so we find this with the righteous, and this is Yusuf alayhi salam as well, that as little of excuses they make for themselves, they make excuses for their brothers, they make excuses for their sisters. As tough as they become on themselves, they become easy with the people. Not that they start to lose sight of halal and haram, or they start to lose sight of what's sinful and not sinful, or they start to let evil, you know, take place in their presence, but that they separate their brothers and sisters from that evil and they make excuses for them. And that is the perfection of their akhlaq, the perfection of their character. SubhanAllah, you find from the Salaf also, for example, they talked about, you know, you judge other people by the standard of fatwa, you judge yourself by the standard of taqwa. With yourself, you take yourself out of the gray area. You don't go for the easiest fatwa. You take yourself out of the gray area. You try to push yourself to higher standards. You try to apply not just the abandonment of haram, but the abandonment of makruh, the abandonment of things that are disliked and detestable. Not just the things that are certainly sinful, but the things that might be sinful. But with other people, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. Maybe they follow a different opinion from a different scholar. May Allah bless them. The fatwa encompasses them. They have a fatwa that encompasses them. But as for myself, I'm going to hold myself to a higher standard. So the reason why I bring this up is that sometimes you can see that when a person makes a mistake, they might immediately start to blame everyone and everything else around them. And that's what Shaytan did, right? It wasn't me, it was those people, it wasn't me, it was Shaytan, it wasn't me, it was these circumstances. SubhanAllah, you'll even find some people that get to the point where they actually will blame Allah. Allah put me in this situation. If Allah didn't want me to commit the sin, why did I get put in this situation? Blame everyone but themselves. No sense of self-accountability. And you see the opposite with the righteous. They will blame themselves. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, we wronged ourselves. Oh Allah, we were amongst the wrongdoers. إِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. If you don't forgive us and have mercy upon us, then we will be from the losers. But when it's their brothers and when it's their sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them. Maybe they have circumstances that I don't understand. Maybe they have bad influences that I don't understand. Perhaps maybe I made a mistake and I said something that hurt them and I didn't realize that I hurt them and that's why they're speaking to me this way. Perhaps what I see that appears to be a sin, maybe it's not a sin. Maybe they're, you know, I misunderstood the situation. Perhaps the poverty drove them to that. Perhaps the shaytan was able to feast on their vulnerability. And so what's the last level of ihsan, the last level of excellence? let me help that person overcome their shaitan. Not تُعِينَ الشَّيْطَانَ عَلِي. As the Prophet ﷺ said, don't help a person's shaitan against them. Don't help a person's shaitan against them. It's like you separate them from that. Because shaitan tries to make you think, when you sin, that your essence is one of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have no hope to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you pull your brothers and sisters out of the dark, sometimes even after they hurt you, and you still extend your hand to them and pull them out of the dark, you tell them that they're better than the shaitan. You know, your fall was not you, that was the shaitan, but you need to overcome that shaitan now. Pull them out of that by assisting them against their shaitan. That's what Yusuf alayhi salam was doing. SubhanAllah, what a man. What a man. And what, you know, what good would it be to us if we read the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and we're still as harsh-hearted towards the people and not forgiving the way that we learned from Yusuf alayhi salam. What a man. His brothers tried to kill him. And Yusuf alayhi salam would not even mention the time that they plotted against him again, because he truly forgave them. And on top of that, he made them feel like they had hope back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The shaitan came between us. We don't want to let him in our ranks anymore. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the shaitan coming between us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our homes from the shaitan coming between us and our spouses and our children and our parents and our grandparents and our uncles and our aunts and our cousins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the shaitan coming between us and our siblings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the shaitan causing dissension in our ranks. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never allow us to be amongst those that refuse to hold themselves accountable, but make us amongst those that always strive for His pleasure and always own their mistakes and always strive to get better. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never allow us to become judgmental or prideful or condescending, that we see our brothers or sisters as less than us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our brothers and sisters all over the world. Al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat, wal-muslimina wal-muslimat, al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat, the living believers and the dead ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them all. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us in that which is pleasing to Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to abide by the akhlaq, the characteristics that we are learning from the prophets as we read this glorious Qur'an. Allahumma ameen wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.